A new watchdog report says state and local law enforcers have missed out on hundreds of millions of dollars from the Justice Department. The report says the problem is the way the department has been handling the grants. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Justice Department gives away billions of dollars in grants every year. The money goes to a whole range of law enforcement projects across the country. Body armor, mental health courts, substance abuse counseling, domestic violence programs, you name it. When a grant expires, Justice Department employees are supposed to do a final wrap-up. Part of that closure process involves accounting for any leftover money. Glenn Fine is the Justice Department's Inspector General.
If the money is unused, it can be given out in additional grants. However, if the grant is not closed, the money just sits on the books and cannot be used for the intended purposes for which the grants are made.
According to an audit that Fine's office has just completed, the vast majority of Justice Department grants were closed out late, if ever. Only 13% were closed out within 6 months of the grant's end date. As a result, Fine says, hundreds of millions of dollars sat unused. Fine says the Justice Department must do better.
The Department of Justice and its grant-giving entities should monitor their grants, should ensure that they're used for their proper purposes, and should ensure that they're closed in a timely fashion.
This report comes as lawmakers and law enforcement officials complain about cuts in grants for state and local crime fighting. Lori Robinson used to run the Office of Justice Programs under the Clinton administration. That's the office that administers many of the grants.
Here we have rising violent crime around the country and insufficient focus on the one agency in the Department of Justice that is a partner with state and local law enforcement in addressing violent crime. They need help.
Justice Department spokesman Evan Peterson said in a written statement, "We agree that good government grant administration requires prompt and appropriate closure of outstanding grants." But he noted that, according to the Inspector General's report, the Justice Department is doing better than it used to. And he said the Justice Department believes the Inspector General has misinterpreted the rules that say when grants expire. As Inspector General Fine points out, this is not the first time his office has raised concerns about grant administration.
In fact, we have made grant management a top management challenge for the last 6 years. We have done a number of audits which have analyzed the department's oversight over its grants, and we have pointed out deficiencies and areas in need of improvement for a significant number of years.
Fine says although the department has improved, the backlog of unclosed grants is still extremely large and very significant. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.